morning, members. Thank you for nominating me to be the acting chairperson for today. Open this meeting to start with our consideration and adoption of our committee budget report. I hope we'll work together to make our report be reasonable, because it's not ours, it will go through our public. So what we are doing here is to give public what is happening in our budget vote. I think we'll work together and address the issues in the report. I don't know, members, we'll go page by page on our report, or members are having some issues that they want to address in the report, because we all have reports before us in time to go and look at it. If we have to go page by page, it's also fine. I'll just get information from you, members. Mr. Basa?
I request that if someone has a problem with the report, that we go to that point and not just next time. We've already lost in half an hour. Like I've already indicated, we will take note of this report from our side.
No, every member is coming from their own parties. We have our own caucus resolutions. We are not going to close for anyone to do what is directed by their caucuses. We know the issues raised by Mr. Basson, that they will lodge the report. Is any member having any issue on the report that we are having?
Sentence is that with experience. For example, the payment of health relief funding has found that in some cases these funds are only distributed every 6 years. There's 6 years after allocation, and therefore it is a determined and justice. We think this might be a challenge of the 65 distribution. If that can be corrected, there might be a 6 years. People say that the money is only distributed 6 years after the addition.
Welcome, Mr. Makondo. We are rectifying or adding on our thoughts. We don't go page by page. If you have anything to subtract or add, you are welcome. We are now, Mr. Gunu was rectifying on page 15.
Isn't that just an explanation that for the partners, I don't speak to take it out. We just have note of what they informed us.
We are not taking it out.
Okay.
Any other?
Shown that there has been delays in the payment of the relief funding, and in such cases, part of the funding is being used as an interim measure.
Mm-hmm. 6.1 billion. 2.9 billion is owned by water boards and municipalities in that report. And the report also stipulated that they are busy discussing it with COCTA to help them to recover that. Isn't that in the report? Because if that 2.9 billion is not recovered, the budget is going to be reduced with another 2.9 billion.
When you talk about COCTA and that one will not come to our recommendation.
But that was in the documentation from the department. I've got the document here if you want to see it.
So you don't want to see the document.
I just want for
the recording.
Because it was stipulated in that report that in the event that the 2.9 billion cannot be recovered, they will have to reduce the budget. But it will have a huge impact on the budget if that 2.9 billion is not recovered.
So, would you
prefer
that we should maybe say that it should be noted that 2.1 billion
needs to
be recovered from
the budget? Yes, well, it is more board. And in the event that it could not be recovered, the budget will have to be reduced.
Covered. Are you finding that one number? Shirin and Toman, you are also welcome to assist to everything we have to correct. Assisting. We are done with that one.
On the same page 15, 6.1.4, the issue of the job creation opportunities. I would request, because the last one came as an issue of, it was just a question on the heated debate. And I will request that, because when you say job creation, there are many things that are not included in here, which are part of job creation. That was just a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
If we should remove the whole paragraph there, it was to us, it was not part of the report as per the APDs on the last. So that's my submission.
Fund members to remove 6.1.4.
Programs of the department deals with job creation. Job creation is within infrastructure projects, that's where job creation comes from. So by removing that, what are we saying? That no jobs are being created?
Mr. Longo?
No. Thank you, I think, we need to remove it, not meaning that the department has done anything as far as job opportunities are concerned, but I think we need to fill numbers. If there are jobs initiated or created during that particular period, they have to state the numbers as to we did this mainly from a particular area or after the implementation of this particular project, because here is not here.
Okay, that would have been in the department's report to us. This is our report of our observations of after considering the department's report. When the department gives us their report, those numbers are there. This is not the department's report. This is our report as a committee. So we wouldn't have that breakdown of those numbers.
Shouldn't want to help us.
Okay, the debate, the debate at a particular time. Okay, just before we move on to that point, on page 14, it's the portfolio committee findings and the committee. It is the observation. But I think we need to just put a rider there to say that in response to issues or questions raised by the portfolio committee members, the department responded in this way. And then if we put Jack Ryder at the beginning, then we know that the statements made in goals are the members' position, and in response to that, this was what the department said. And then I just want to add with the book creation, that if we can remove, if we remove the last line and add this to that, because a debate arose that whilst the department in infrastructure projects is using local skills, but if a particular skill is not available at that particular localized site, they will bring artisans from other areas to work on the project. But with the proviso that the other artisans provide skills to the local people as well. So if you take out the last one and then we put down the... However, the department stress the importance of investing and utilizing skills of local people in communities for localized projects. However, if these are unavailable or limited, skilled artisans are brought onto the project from outside the area. And if you want, you can stay with the proviso that these skills are also, that these skills are transferred to local, to the local community.
We remove the last line. It should be noted that this is limited to the policy of the area, insofar as the local labor is elected into the action. So we remove that one and add what she said.
I'm also need to be clarified also in page 15, 6.1.1. This is where saying this is our report, it's not a departmental report. But the statement to me there, it reads as if it's a departmental one. Can maybe one clarify that? Maybe that's paragraph
6.1.1.
Introduction. The last says, this report details the findings and recommendations of the portfolio committee after engaging the departments and the entities on the 6th and 7th of April.
What is
page 1. Number 2, introduction. Look at the last
page. Yes, no, it's fine, but how shall we say? To also find that we go and remind you. You just keep it. Yes, just reminding you what we are. These are the response from the finding of members. Are you now covered, Mr. Langulu?
On page 15, 6.1.4, when you, I understand what the staff has assisted in terms of recrafting the content, but when you read the subheading, that says the performance of the department in terms of sustainable job creation opportunities through infrastructure projects, there's no link. Because the department did not come and present its performance in terms of job creation. I think that sub item as well has to change. I don't know how you're going to put it, sorry. The heading must have a link with the content. Because what you have just read, when you read with the 6.1.4, the subheading there, the distance, I think you need to also to read up that. So that there's a link between what you have just read and the subheading. So that when somebody scans it, must not be carried away by subheading without actually understanding the content.
How are we addressing this?
Honorable
Makondo, can you assist?
What I was trying to say, Chair, because there's an argument that this issue was raised on a debate. But my point is, this, it's fine, it has been raised on the debate, but the subheading, it can't be the performance of the department in terms of sustainable job creation, because the department did not come to the portfolio committee and present its performance in terms of job creation. The department has not done that.
Let me check on a little bit. The way I'm reading this report, please correct me if I'm wrong. The points highlighted in bold, those are the issues raised by the committee. Right? So the committee at some point would have raised performance of the department in terms of sustainable job. That would have been an issue that one of the members would have raised during the meeting. And the response as well as from the department is what the rest of the meeting said. Am I correct? So we can't change. Or are we disputing
that we
raise
the issue? No. What I'm saying is, we understand the corrections that have been made, and I also agree. But can we put the subheading in line with the content? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we must change. Then it's fine, and leave performance.
Let me welcome Chief President and give back the chair. We are now in, you find us busy on our report. We didn't take it page by page. We agreed members have got this report in time, so we are checking the report, and whoever have a change or addition on some items, they are just adding. So now we were busy with 6.1.4, which we have agreed on it. So, yes, look on. we are not so far. Can I relinquish my again? Yes.
Apologies, members. My first flight out of here was at 7. I couldn't make it last night. I was traveling out of Ntana. The week is saying we were dealing with 6.1.4. Is that correct? Then of course the issues that have been dealt with, would they have anything to do with the very last sentence on that first paragraph?
Yes, sir. Yes.
It hasn't changed.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
Because I've also made a note of it. Any other issues, Mr. Nguni?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 16, 6.1.2, functions and capacities of the general construction department. Shouldn't it be, on the first sentence, the National Infrastructure Agency? Shouldn't it be National Water and Sanitation Infrastructure Agency? And also, you remember when we discussed this issue, we then ended up by saying the committee is still to be briefed on the establishment on the functioning capacity of this what's called the
any comments on that? Frankly as well, I did make a comment on that one myself too. That's even instead of even talking about national, we talk about water and sanitation infrastructure agency. With an assumption that we don't have any other water and sanitation infrastructure agencies within the provinces and also localities. Are we fine? Is it straightforward? Any further
sure?
But maybe we should add a sentence. The department indicates that the committee would be briefed in full about the development in the establishment of the water and sanitation infrastructure agency.
That's a straightforward one as well. I'm a comment.
Kibonga, you said you wish to be a mentor.
It certainly does become a hindrance. We seemingly do not have any other option but to wait for somebody who's going to ask this mama around. It's another issue.
Thank you. going to increase each also that
Oh yes, and then Ulo Sharon Waeta Uchi the department so see those briefer go peleo which Kundrani Maranoku no set up by the water and sanitation infrastructure agents. So it's now yeah. Is there anything else there? And maybe whilst we are still on the same page, sorry. Part of the report on the very last paragraph, 6.1.7, is just a typo. Previous 1 billion was budgeted for, and it goes on. Historically, there has been a 50% underspend in terms of maintenance, which is attributed, which are attributed maintenance. And the sentence continues in the same paragraph. These planning weaknesses within the department have since been resolved. As to how were they resolved? For me, without giving much details, I would have thought of a sentence that continues as follows. These planning weaknesses within the department have since been resolved in the following manner. So whoever reads this gets an understanding as to how they were resolved. Sorry, Mama. Last sentence, 6.1.7, it historically became 50% a year in a country trade. Which are attributed, which is attributed, in other words, the maintenance is attributed. And then the eating drama. We should understand Songe Lapaya, these planning witnesses within the department have simply resolved. Songe, we might wish to be assisted. Because I'm very keen from where I'm seated in understanding as to how they resolved. For us to be able to have a fuller sentence. Lapaya City. The injury is corner, my witnesses who put maintenance place, Kuma, Kuma Spango, injury as a corner, the other son to Lua. May not be eating booze with his son to Lua and Jan, so that Mundo Funda Low, a corner one at the end, which is his son to Lua, my son to Lua Jan, without giving a long explanation. Are we reading as one sentence?
Yes.
What is the understanding?
Are we?
Do you have the same understanding, all of us?
If maybe a Simon can report it, can read it herself so that could couple with it, what she herself said.
Okay, what I did was that I took both the ideas about the plan weaknesses and the resolution by the department and collected it to one sentence, which now means these plan weaknesses in maintenance costs
within the department have since been resolved by the department submitting planning documents to motivate the incremental increase of the maintenance budget of the department.
Suppose we didn't. I was following that English. Are we okay? Okay. Any further comments?
Provide support to local and sectoral
Second page, bullet point number 8. The first bullet point, 3.1. Sectoral or sectorial? I think it's sectoral. Any further issues on page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Page 5? On page 5, 4.2, over the medium term, the spending by the department is estimated to decrease from 15.7 billion to 50.2 billion. It is not supposed to be over the medium term, the budget, instead of the spending. If the budget has since decreased, it's not the actual spend. We don't know what the spend is going to be. Are we following?
The spending should also be in the budget.
Which
4.1, over the medium term, the spending by the department is estimated to decrease.
Okay. Are we fine with that?
Yes.
The very second last sentence on that page front. Infrastructure projects are funded through transfers, through...
You could just rewrite a bit. I'm not sure. 4.2 says overall expenditure trend. Not budget allocations. Expenditure trend. So it's looking at what was and wasn't spent and possible underspending. That's how I'm reading it.
For you to be able to say whether you spend or budget.
Yes. What's our total budget?
Sorry?
What's the department's total budget?
This is a budget allocation that we're about.
Yeah, well, but there should be budget allocation exactly, not expenditure trend. Two different things. So if we need to change that.
Overall budget allocation trend.
Well, just by not change, just remove it.
Or overall budget trends. Budget allocation over the medium term. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You know, Timothy? That sentence going back through transfers through WTE. Perhaps I'm sure some person is there, so there is no tautology. That's the whole point. Second last sentence from the bottom of page 5. How do you phrase it, please, sir? Infrastructure projects are funding mainly through transfers to the WTE. Are we fine with that? Okay. What is another view? To the WT. Are we fine with that? Just take a look at one. A6. That's similarly the straightforward page. Page 7. Page 8. page 8 on bullet point number 3, that is the Amasaola 17 thereof. It says creating jobs to expand economic opportunities. Which one comes first, the chicken and egg? Do you create opportunities for economy to grow through jobs that you create, or is it not the other way around? That's my understanding. Do you understand me, follow?
Expand the economy to create jobs.
Expand the economy to create jobs, not the other way around, as it is put here. Are we fine with that as well? Page 10. Page 11. Those that information in terms of its transformation strategy, very second last paragraph. TCTA is expected to contribute through the following means. Now these are all TCTA recorded means that they are on their APPs, right? It is upon us to look into that. As I was reading those five bullet points, this discussion it does not belong here per se, but it belongs elsewhere when we are engaging with TCTA. But there seems to be some repetition in those bullet points. It could be something that these are things that are said by the TCTA. That is in their plan, but it is our responsibility outside this process to engage with TCTA so that they correct whatever is there on their part. And we find that to follow. Page 13. Records and AMG projects. 2.203 million churches. Page 14. Couldn't find anything on my own. Page 15.
Especially decent saving will not be used. We requested the 2.9 million outside municipalities and water boards to be added in this report. And we said, and the request for COFTA to assist.
Page 15. Page 16. We'll be consistent with the National Water Infrastructure Agency, replacing it with Water and Sanitation Infrastructure Agency. 41. Page 22. I'm taking away that part and awaiting further recommendations. Page 23. Table it engage the reporter in a draft report or otherwise. But here what we are doing, we have adopted the report. And then are we okay with that? Okay. Members, we had submitted, we are almost at the tail end of our program for the term. We had submitted an application response to an invitation by SALGA. SALGA has a national, what they call it, assembly, member assembly or something like that, in Portugal, but it's a national program. That application has since been declined because apparently the adjustment of the program of parliament on the 19th were expected for the plenary. That's the first one. The second one, regarding our debate is next week on the 11th. It's afternoon or
morning.
Okay. It's in the morning. The third one, on the 18th of May, we shall be expected as the committee to comment on and endorse due to out of our own satisfaction the tariffs, proposed tariffs by the respective water entities. Apparently, much as we are not much featuring in the process, but according to what is listening or regulation, but effectively as Parliament, we are expected to sign off, if you like, those tariffs proposals. That process cannot go on or go ahead until we as Parliament are to sign off those proposals by the respective water boards. We have requested our researcher to assist us with regard to really having to look deeper into these tariff issues, and especially they relate to our role and what gets the experience out there in economies of our size, whether in Africa or elsewhere in the world. And then also what is expected out of that research paper is also to look into what the current situation is like with regards to the tariffs. So we shall then be expected to come back on the 18th of May to look into those proposals from the respective water entities. I think if I'm not mistaken, that comes our last engagement before we rise. Namakona?
Yubanga Sazo. I think you did. What can you do when you know what is? Kona Lana, engineer, and you said one man up a cave. Who's on? Your talent has me no talent. Lasa Kuluma and I am Madame Susova Band to Emmaben Nabo, what to eat them? No, Madame. What a woman had held out the long talk with you. If Ungosh and say Ham, a young and the Ando, have a hundred years that would take a combi put it in a field committee, the advanced Lalela is in for Zabando, then there's a little thing as in there.
Campaign, this was the last night run in the parliament.
Mama, here for Zobega, who page 19 will report. La page is J.A. Kulmakon. He called the Nena Logo Show. But if I was a logo, so nota, who we have hambied, he was a military pair. But here has been given, it is J.A. Pay Logo. He has cleared the appeal with a sentence. This is to ensure that the relocation of graves are done to the satisfaction of communities. With all the current activities observed to ensure that at the time of the German school of personnel, there are no gaps in this regard. Iro, and your local shore. So he's in the military landed and actually is. So you have Melan and our Opuchan. Nale report now, you have Melan Opuchan. Come up with Chan of me, she had a pants in masses, wear a pair. She had good a lot, Uti. Kwenzekani ezilakithi lapho kumele kwakhiwa khona amadamu. Lapho nabantu kumele bayahluhlwa namathuna wabantu kumele ayahanjiswa. Kwenza konke lokho. Izinto kumele zasibheka lezo. Siyavumela noma?
Ya.
Mboni yakho.
Ngibonge kalo. Ngiyathanda njengendlela ibeka lana. Kuzo sizokwazi kanjani ukuthi nokuthulana. Singabe sixoxe ngezinto la. Singamanga sikhemu. Kamuka siyeza, basitsheliwe ukuthi ngelanga lelokuthi kuzohanjwa okwenziwa lesi simo esenzeka ngalo. Why thina singathi ukuthi and abantu bakuleya ndawo sithini esixoxayo ngalezi zinto. Thina besizoxela ukuthi noma singelutho, besithathwe njengabantu abawutho. Ngiyabonga.
Okay. Ngiyacabanga-ke ukuthi sibhekele lesi sithethweni seprogramu yethu. Iriport adoptiwe. Kona ma announcements in Zwayo. Kumele by now kuma EPCs. Sathi sipelile, sibongile. Thank you.